Good evening, and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative, and all kinds of stuff that fits vaguely into that genre. And it's a very music-based show, as many of my regular listeners will attest to. So, yeah, we just generally get on and play you a lot of tunes, some new, some old, some a bit off the wall, but we'll work that out as we get through the show. Also, later in the show, I'll do a rundown of gigs, clubs, events, a bit of news of stuff like that going on, but I'll leave that to about halfway through. I'll let you hear about more about that later, but first I'm gonna just play the tunes really. We started there with Disconnected with Adrenaline. Now that's I've just picked up Disconnected's album Old School Pulses, I think came out last month, and I've had a couple of tracks, promo tracks of that I've played quite a bit, especially ones featuring Frank Spineth from Seabound, one of my favourite vocalists. And I found when I got my hands on the real album there was another track with Frank Spineth, and that was it. That was Adrenaline off Old School Pulses. I'm just going to continue now with a bit of Everything Goes Cold.
Thousands of desperate people in New York right now waiting for the phone to ring. A phone call that will tell them a donation of an organ has been made. Life can be saved.
Thank you.
Okay, you heard the fantastic Ice and Tiller with Toy Soldier off Optics. Before that, we had Diffusion with Satellites, and that was off Body Code. And before that, we had Everything Goes Cold with Ice Soldier, brilliantly named Ice Soldier. Organs on the black market to finance the purchase of a used minivan. Oh dear, what a long title. Yeah, and as I'll just bring up the details here. Yes, that Everything Goes Cold track, that is from their forthcoming debut EP, Prepare to Be Refrigerated, and that's out on the 23rd of June. If you go to the band's MySpace, it's myspace.com/everythinggoescold, all the details will be there. Very good stuff indeed, and I've been playing it for a while. I'm hooked on them, so I'll be getting my hands on that hopefully as soon as I can. And yes, and you may have been able to tell so far with Disconnected and Diffusion that I got a package from Alpha Matrix this week, and I've been playing through those albums. They both sound very good. Unfortunately, I've got to this point where I've received the albums, but just before the show, literally I've had only, you know, half an hour or so to scan through the tracks to see what's good and what instantly jumps out at me, so I've played that, but I'm going to have a good listen to those albums and probably pull out a few more tracks off them, as I've only really played promo stuff off of those, and there's much more good stuff on the album, especially I think the Diffusion one, the Diffusion Body Code album, is sounding like it's got a lot of potential and well worth getting your hands on. Right, I will run down the news and club nights and events and stuff in the area after a bunch more tunes, and I'm going to play that famous track by Rotosand.
dance with dirty boys, so obscene. Like to see the girls extreme. Dirty girls, make some noise. Move that ass with dirty boys, so obscene. Like to see the girls extreme. Dirty girls, dirty boys, 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 girls, boys, girls, boys, girls, boys, girls, girls, dirty girls, make some noise.
You are still listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, goth, industrial, electronic, all that kind of stuff. You heard there, Fade Ahead with Dirty Girls, Dirty Boys, the Modulate remix of that. And before that we had Rotasand with their extremely famous, their extremely dance floor filling, Exterminate, Annihilate, Destroy. That's just one of those songs that you can't help but bop around to a little. Now it's time to run down a bit of news and, well, yeah, news and events. Basically, some sad news came out this week where Fade Ahead announced that he's going to do Fade Ahead no more. Sammy, the lead guy out of Fade Ahead, announced on his MySpace that he just can't afford to continue doing Fade Ahead. He noted piracy is one of the reasons he's stopping doing it, which is a huge shame, as we're, certainly you'll know from this show. I've played a lot of his tracks, raved about him far too much. He played Infest, was it last year or the year before? It was last year. All very good stuff, and a very talented musician, but simply can't afford in this climate to release more music. So we won't. I guess we won't be hearing FH3, his first two albums, FH1 and 2, both very good on their own. And I was kind of looking forward to that. So that's a bit of a shame. Also, in the last couple of shows, I was mentioning Woolstock, which was the goth industrial festival based in Leeds, and that was a couple of weekends ago. And Woolstock included Modulate, who played that Fade Ahead remix live, and out of the blue, Sammy jumped on stage, apparently. I wasn't there for this. This is something I'm really very gutted about, but I wasn't there. But yeah, Sammy was in attendance, jumped on stage, and fronted for Dirty Girls, Dirty Boys. So you got Sammy from Fadehead and Modulate all on the same stage, and that was fantastic stuff. I've spotted a YouTube video clip of the first couple of minutes of that, and I'll put that, I'll link that from DACSimulation.org, so you guys can find it. I'm sure a bit of Googling will find it anyway, but I'll make sure it's there so you can get to it easily. So yes, so loads of Fadehead news there. Shame he's not going to continue. I suspect he'll be around in some way, shape or form. I believe he also fronted for Modulate when he played Slimelight on Saturday as well, the following Saturday, because he played the leads on the Friday. And I believe he played XP8 also involved in one of the tracks. So he's getting around, he's doing a lot of frontman stuff. All good stuff. Also, it's worthy of note, I think I mentioned last time there was going to be a Bank Holiday special, Black Sheep, the regular Sunday night in Leeds, was going to have an extended night because it was a Bank Holiday and they expected people to stay out later and they were going to involve six DJs who I didn't know at the time who they were going to be, and it turned out I was one of them. So if you're interested, I only DJed for half an hour. There was about six of us, I think, and five of us only DJed for about an hour or half an hour each, and then the residents took over for the last couple of hours, I believe. My set list is again on DACSimulation.org. It's in the news section, you'll spot it. So yeah, good stuff all around. I do like getting into the real world and playing playing tunes in front of people rather than on the radio where I can't see whoever's listening to this. What else is worth mentioning? We have Darkside now. Darkside's a kind of very hard dance techno, covers a little bit of EBM, kind of vaguely gets into this world, the world that, the kind of gothic industrial stuff, but it's mainly the harder dance and electronic stuff that gets played there. Unfortunately, that's been cancelled. That was a monthly night in Leeds. It was used to be based at Rio's, but it used to be the first Friday of the month. Unfortunately, it's no longer happening. I checked their website recently and there's no mention of it. So no more Darkside until they find a new venue. I think, possibly had some disagreement or just wanted to do something different. I don't know, but I'll let you know if that bounces back, in a new venue. Also, mentioning Everything Goes Cold, I played that a little bit earlier on in the show. Oh yes, I mentioned about the EP coming out. I'm just running down a piece of paper, actually, and just got to that same bit again. What else have we got? We've got gigs and club nights that are well worth mentioning. We've got Bad Moon Rising that happens every Thursday at the Manville Arms here in Bradford. That runs from 7 p.m. till close. It's free entry, and it's various kinds of goth music getting played in the pub. It's pretty good stuff. We should get down there and check it out. More information about that can be found at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. I've already mentioned the regular Black Sheep every Sunday at the Subculture in Leeds as well. It's at 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. and free entry again. Request friendly DJs, all good stuff. So if you're in the neighbourhood, a couple of free entry nights that's well worth getting yourself to. That last one there is, more information can be found at www.sheepish.net. Also, what else have we got? Black Veil. That's on Saturday the 7th of June. That's at the Wellington in Leeds. Unfortunately, it's going to be the last one. They too have had venue issues. They didn't go into too many details. I think the information is on their website. But yeah, this is the last one for the time being until they find a new venue. So £2.50 on the door, 8 p.m. till midnight. Website is blackveil.alwayscrashing.org. So loads of information on that site to find out more juicy details. What else have we got coming up? In a week's time, on Saturday the 14th, we've got a couple of things. We've got Darklands at the Junction in York. That's £3 in, 8 p.m. till late. At one point I did actually quiz what late meant, but I believe it's a late license, so it varies depending on how many people have got in and whether they want to run the bar late and things like that. It's kind of out of the organisers' hands. It's more the venue, the Junction, who decide that. So I think it normally finishes about 1 a.m, but again, that varies. Don't hold that as a set in stone. Goth of all kinds there, good mixture of stuff, and more information at www.darklands.org.uk. Now, I've been looking around and there's a couple of really stunning gigs coming up, hopefully. Now, these are a bit further away, but I thought well worth a mention. I've kind of kept my eyes out. I heard about these gigs, but I've been keeping my eyes out just in case they get a similar gig at somewhere like Sheffield Corporation or Leeds or Bradford or Manchester, just somewhere a bit more local that's worthy of telling, mentioning on a more local radio station like this. But nothing's popped up yet. I'll definitely let you know if something does, but it's leaving it a bit late now, so I'm not sure if there will. But on June the 28th, we've got Stromkern playing the Slime Light in London. Stunning band live. Saw them at Infest a couple of years ago, and well worth getting yourself down to see them. And also at the Slime Light in London on the 5th of July is Assemblage 23. Again, Sting Band Live, one of my faves. Well worth getting yourself to. And I'm going to actually, yeah, as I say, I'll keep my eye out, see if anything gets arranged geographically closer. But if not, it looks like I'm going to be travelling a bit to try and get myself to all those gigs. Right, I've been nightering for far too long again, so I'm not quite sure what I've got lined up next. Oh, Birthday Massacre.
fabric of ideals to decorate our homes. A thousand generations, the soil on which we walk. A mountain of mistakes for us to climb for pleasure. A hundred lots of taking the line becomes a circle. Spin the wheel of fortune or learn to navigate. A choir full of longing. Oh, we call our ships to port. The countless lonely voices. Like whispers in the dark. A choir full of longing. We call our ships to port. The countless lonely voices. Like whispers in the dark.
are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was the fantastic Assemblage 23. As I said earlier in the show, they're playing London soon with Document, that's the original mix. Before that, we had Covenant with Call the Ships to Port from Northern Light. And before that, we had the fantastic Red Birthday Massacre with Red Stars. All absolutely top quality bands. And all have played vaguely in the north of England as well. So all very good stuff. I think the Birthday Massacre are the furthest away. I think I saw them in Manchester. The rest have played Bradford at some point, usually Infest Festival, which is definitely still coming up. It's all looking very good. Loads of bands confirmed. I think I've nattered about it far too many times, but if you like your kind of industrial electronic music, get yourself to Infest on August Bank Holiday Weekend. That's at Bradford University. More information can be found out about that festival at www.infestuk.com. And it's all good stuff, so I'll definitely be there. And I'll be trying to interview some bands as well. I haven't actually got anything fixed yet on that, so I'll have to chase that down. But yes, feel free to drop me a line if you've got gigs and clubs and events and things like that you want me to promote. Definitely stuff in the local area, drop me a line either through the bcbradio.co.uk website or daxsimulation.org. All the information's up there for the shows. And as usual, running out of time, so I'm just going to plow on with some music. And again, this is something I played a track off this album a couple of weeks back, I think, and it's absolutely fantastic stuff. And this is a different track from the same album. This is The Dragons, and this track is Condition. We'll be right back. Well, that's it for DAC Simulation tonight. That's all I've really got time to crowbar in. That was Dragons with Condition. And I'll be back in a fortnight's time with more of the same, a bit of chat and things like that. But yeah, have a look on DAXSimulation.org for the set list if you're interested. And see you in a fortnight's time.